Hello, everyone, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated on 107.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have two members with a moment of freedom. We have Annie Keffler, the president and founder, and we have Jackie Engdahl, also with the moment of freedom, but she is on the fundraising committee. And Annie and Jackie, welcome to our show.
Hello.
Hi.
Yes. Hi. Thank you for joining us here on Let's Talk. Excited to talk about a moment of freedom. We have several fundraisers we're going to talk about as well coming up for a moment of freedom. But Annie, would you mind telling us what a moment of freedom is? We've had you on before, talked about it, I think like late last year. But I love the concept of this, and it sounds like it's going to be such a great program for our area.
Sure. We are a 501c3 nonprofit organization, and we will be working with individuals with special needs and utilizing the therapeutic benefits horses can provide.
And like, again, I'm still blown away that this is a thing, and it's definitely a thing. You can look it up. Horse therapy for that, and it's just amazing, all the different benefits of it. We can talk a little bit more about that too. I know Kelly Connolly was kind of the lead on that, but she's worked with that before. She's getting training in that.
Yes.
And this is something that this area definitely needs.
Yes. She is our program director. So basically, she will be running horses that are offered to the program through tests, and she will be training them as well.
Okay.
So she will be basically figuring out what horse will work with what individual, what horse will work for the program.
It's awesome. There's a lot of things that go into it. And as a nonprofit, there will be a need for raising funds.
Yes.
and doing fundraisers. So there are several fundraisers planned in the coming months. And we have Jackie joining us to tell us a little bit about those. And the first one, Jackie, coming up on April 19th.
Yeah, it'll be Dine to Donate at Perkins. And it will be from 4 to 8. And 15% of the proceeds for that will be going toward a moment of freedom.
Perfect.
So we'll be there. We'll have a table, I believe.
Yep. We will also have another fundraiser on May 19th. But the paperwork for that fundraiser, the trail ride, will be at Perkins as well. So if you guys want to join us for our trail ride on May 19th, we will have the paperwork at Perkins on April 19th, if you want to fill out that paperwork beforehand.
Perfect. So you just have to remember the 19th for both April
yes.
and May
for that. For now.
So are we looking for individuals to pre-register for that trail ride?
We would really like them to, especially because this is our first time going through this. We really don't have a lot of background on how many people to expect. So we would really encourage people to pre-register. We do have the registration forms on our Facebook page, A Moment of Freedom. Yeah. And then we are going to have them at Dine to Donate. You can also pick them up at TSC, Southwood Veterinary Clinic, and
The Jamestown Stockyards. Yep. Perfect. Okay, so there's several ways to get pre-registered for this event and learn more about it. So what is a trail ride? Maybe for our listeners who are unsure of what a trail ride is and what it entails.
Okay, so for this trail ride, we're going to begin registration for people who don't pre-register at 11 a.m. on May 19th. And you bring your horses out to Parkhurst. We don't provide the horses.
Okay, keep that in mind.
Yeah, sadly, we don't have enough horses to go around. So we don't provide horses. But you bring your horse, and if you didn't pre-register, you'll register. If you already pre-registered, you just get ready to go. And at 1 p.m., we're going to ride off on the trail out at Parkhurst. And it's about a 6-mile trail total.
Okay.
And then I think we're going to break that up into segments for people who don't want to quite ride that long. But for
sure,
the people who want to keep riding, they can continue on. We'll have trail leaders that will help answer any questions and make sure that rules are being followed, because we do have rules with it just for safety. And they're all basically common sense rules. Nothing too out of the ordinary.
Okay, good. Perfect. So, again, joining us right now, we have Annie Keffler and Jackie Engdahl talking about A Moment of Freedom and an upcoming trail ride on May 19th. I mean, it sounds like this will be more for individuals who know how to ride a horse or own a horse or, things like that. But if individuals, don't know how to ride a horse or don't own a horse and they still want to help A Moment of Freedom, it sounds like there's a lot of different ways they can do that.
Yes. Actually, for the trail ride as well, we're inviting people out to just come have lunch with us after the trail ride's over as well. Or just to come out and check us out and see what we're doing, see what we're about, answer any questions for people to get to know us.
We're going to start serving the food at about 4 p.m. Okay. So anybody from the general public who wants to come, who don't have horses, they're more than welcome to come out. about then.
Okay. Is there going to be a cost or anything to participate in the barbecue, or is that kind of in mixed in with the trail ride cost?
Yes, there will be a cost. It'll be $10 a person, okay. Or I think we decided on $35 for a family of four.
Awesome. Okay. And And as far as the trail ride cost?
The trail ride cost is $20 if you pre-register. Pre-registration ends May 7th. Okay. And then after pre-registration ends, the cost goes up to $25 a rider.
Perfect. So you want to get signed up ahead of time. You can save money. But again, keep in mind, everything that is donated or everything, the cost of the barbecue, the cost of the trail ride, it is all going towards a moment of freedom.
And it stays within a moment of freedom.
Perfect. We should go in a little bit, Annie, about what a moment of freedom will be using the funds for initially. I know that there's work that's going to be done on an arena for a moment of freedom.
Yes. We will be utilizing the funds to help cover the cost for Kelly getting her certification. So okay. There'll be travel expenses there. They will be used for dirt work for the arena as well. They will be used to build the arena, tack, hopefully storage area for tack.
For sure. Yeah.
Continuing education. And pretty much anything else that ties in with horses, because horses are not a cheap expense.
They are not. And I know there's probably listeners who would agree with that. And this is all taking place up at Buchanan, which
yes.
is a nice location, very central for
yes.
people in the surrounding county and
yes.
other counties to
so
come.
So it's
in.
Only about a 15-minute drive from
yeah.
Jamestown.
Yeah.
And the goal, the future goal is, of course, I can't give you a timeline on that. It just depends
right.
on how we grow and taking things slow. We would like to eventually take it off of my husband and I's property.
For sure.
And of course, we'd like to eventually have 20 to 40 acres and build an indoor arena so we can have sessions, seasonal sessions longer.
Yeah.
That's kind of a tongue twister.
A little bit. But that is the ultimate goal for a moment of freedom. Again, something that very much needed in Jamestown and the surrounding area. We should also point out that another fundraiser coming up in the fall, August 25th, will be kind of a barn dance.
Yes,
right?
We have a barn dance set up at the Boondocks. So if anybody is interested in possibly purchasing a table sponsorship, contact us at amomentoffreedom@outlook.com.
Okay.
Ask for Annie, and I will get you information on that. And what we'll do with that is if you purchase a table sponsorship, I will go through the numbers with you guys if you guys choose to contact us.
Yeah.
We will run your ad on a digital display at the barn dance.
Oh, awesome.
Yes.
Perfect. So you get the advertisement. You also help out a great cause. So a moment of freedom, several fundraisers coming up for this this new service that is going to be making its way to the area. Jackie or Annie, is there anything else you wanted to say about the trail ride, about fundraisers, or about a moment of freedom?
We do have a current fundraiser that we are doing right now. It's also another sponsorship.
Okay.
For $250, you get either your choice of a baseball cap or a T-shirt with our logo on it, and you also get your name on a wall of honor that will be outside of the arena. We are working with Newman Signs on that, and it's not going to be any boring old wall. It's actually going to be quite amazing. I was pretty surprised at how things have changed with the signage.
For sure, yeah.
So your name will be on that wall, and you can purchase the sponsorship in memory of somebody or in honor of somebody as well.
Perfect. Awesome. So there's a lot of ways people can help out a moment of freedom.
Yes.
They don't just have to be able to ride a horse and go on the trail.
Absolutely.
They could do a lot of different ways.
I also want to mention, too, that when the program does get moved, that wall of honor will go with the
It'll
program.
It'll go with it as
yes,
well.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, awesome. So a moment of freedom. Make sure you have plans to join any one of their fundraisers. Again, they have the Dine and Donate coming up on April 19th. Then they have the trail ride on May 19th. And then the barn dance coming up on August 25th. Annie or Jackie, if people have questions, they want to pre-register, get those locations again, and how do they get a hold of you guys to get more information?
There's flyers up around the Jamestown area, and my phone number is on those.
Okay.
So they can contact me, or both of us are on Facebook. We have a Moment of Freedom Facebook page that they can message us through. They can email us at
amomentoffreedom@outlook.com.
Perfect.
Yes. So there's plenty of ways to get a hold of us. Like I said, the pre-registration forms are at TSC, Southwood Veterinary Clinic, and Jamestown Stockyards. If they have or if they run out or anything, they can always contact us. We can bring down more by all means. And
Perfect.
It's the registration form is also on our Facebook page.
Okay.
And it's in a Google document. I just ask that they don't edit on the Google document and save to that.
Right, right.
Because then it would save on the internet and then somebody else can't fill it out.
Everybody else's information. Yeah, right.
Yeah, so, you know, save it to your computer. Don't save it to the internet.
Okay.
And you can register at the Dine to Donate at Perkins, too.
Awesome.
Oh, that's right.
There's a lot of ways to register for this and a lot of ways to get more information. Annie and Jackie, thank you guys so much for joining us on Let's Talk.
Thank you.
Thank you.